never like.
I get those goosebumps every time.
M's excited to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's only one road, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Vito on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
One more time. Let's do it.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to celebrate its 35th anniversary in music. Come and discover 10 musical groups from November 2nd to the 7th at the legendary Club Ballatoon. Don't miss these free special evening shows. For more information, productionnuitdafrique.com.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much.
There's only one road, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
Morning Vito, the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes, yes. Montreal, my city. You know, it's another Friday. I'm in the building. Wheezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hear that's me. Now, this week is special. We got Detroit, Michigan on the show. The first time I got Detroit, we know it for being blue collar. We know it for the 8 Mile. We know it by Eminem. But we got some artists from True to the Dream up here. I love the name. I love the label. They've been on me for a couple months. I've been going back and forth. But we got two great artists from the label. We got No Smith. This guy has killer, killer bars. We're going to feature some of his music after the interview. And we have the Motown Princess. She is the Motown Princess. R&B singer, songwriter. We're going to ask her about love up here. Gianna's with us this morning. So, No Smith, Gianna, welcome to the Morning Detour, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, so first of all, we got to start off. Motown Princess, you're from Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah.
This is Montreal, Canada. All y'all know about us is poutine and French people. But we got black people up here, too. Let the people know, what's Pontiac, Michigan like? What's it like growing up in that area of Detroit?
Well, Pontiac is like real small. Sometimes they call us like the baby Detroit, if you want to. Because some people are like, Pontiac, oh, you mean like kind of like Detroit? I'm like, yeah, but you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, everybody has their own vibe, their own swag. A little bit different from Detroit, but it be live and sometimes it don't be live. But for the most part, it's cool.
No, I'm going to come out and visit you guys. So all the people I interview, I have to be in the hood. I have to come and see what Pontiac's like. I got to ingratiate myself. Bring me to the block. Bring me to the sub place. Bring me to the pizza spot. We're going to talk about your first single, Unavailable, in a bit. But No Smith, Eastside Detroit. Talk to me. Is it gritty? What's it like? I've seen your videos. You be rubbing your hands like Ross a little bit. So I'm okay. He's about his money. What's it like growing up in Eastside Detroit?
I'm from like 7 of Hoover, man. So like, to be real, if you into what you into, just mind your business. You feel me?
Yeah.
Just stay out the way. Like, that's just been my experience, man. I just mind my business and stay out the way. You feel me? So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. Like,
okay. So let me open up here with you guys. How? I'll start with you, Motown Princess. How did you kind of get involved with True to the Dream label? And how have you been liking your recording artist experience? Because you're pretty young still, right?
Yeah.
So how are you liking? You know, is it coming a lot of, you know, pros and cons, a lot of eyes on you, a lot of popularity. How are you liking everything? How did you kind of get down with True to the Dream label?
Well, actually, I do covers on Instagram. And
send me everything.
Main guy, Dime, he found me. He saw me comment under one of my posts like, hey, I want to work with you. Right. And then he was hounding me from there like, look, stop playing. So I was like, you know, whatever. Let's see where this go. And then I've been with them ever since. And it's been cool, recording experience. I love the studio vibe and everything, just getting all my stuff out and everything. It's been dope.
Don't worry, we don't get to the stuff you want to get out. Did you always know that you wanted to be an R&B singer? Like, you always knew, like, has it always been a passion of yours since you were young? Like, what was the vibe with that?
I wanted to be a singer, but for a long time, I didn't want to be famous.
Talk to them about that. No, Smith, I'm going to come with you with that same question, too. That fame is ruthless.
Yeah, I just wanted to be, you know, I wanted to make music, and if people heard it, they heard it. If they didn't, they didn't. I didn't think above, you know, getting viral or anything like that. Yeah. I didn't think about any of that. I just wanted to make music.
Yeah, you just had a passion for the art. And I think that's kind of vibe you get from a lot, you know, from Detroit in general. It's just really grassroots people, really down-to-earth people. You've never heard people say, yo, Detroit people are cocky. Detroit people are extra flamboyant. You guys have always had this attitude about you guys. You guys are very grassroots. You guys are really down-to-earth people. No Smith.
Yeah.
No, listen, the bars is there. You always get a sense sometimes, you know, when once you get signed to a label, like, okay, things are going to get serious from this point on. Right? Mm-hmm. Are you excited about the extra attention, the fame, the naysay? You know, the good, the bad, the ugly, the hate. Do you kind of take it in the same way, or do you kind of welcome it?
I mean, I ain't really worried about that. I'm just trying to make music so people can hear it, you know. Mm-hmm. And as far as like the fame and all that, I mean, to be real, like, it's not, we're not, you know, looking to no Grammys or nothing right at the moment. We're starting from the bottom. So who am I to be dealing with something that's not even here yet? You know what I mean? Like. I ain't about to worry. I can't worry about that.
How did you kind of get into rapping? Is it something you've always liked doing? Because I've listened to your music for the last couple months, and it's not the kind of, you're not the kind of, like, you know, I've interviewed guys, hey, listen, I just started rapping 3 months ago. You can tell you know how to structure your bars. You know how you want your songs to be. There's some extra thought into it, and that tells me you've been at this for a long time. So how did you kind of get started?
My dad, he did music, so I kind of was like in the studio on and off with him, like when he was doing stuff. So I kind of always been around it. Mm. But as far as like technical structure and stuff like that, I just made stuff I want to hear. Like if I'm just sitting in the house or something, sound fly, I'm like, oh, that'll sound dope, and I just go record it, you know what I mean? And however it come out, it just happened. So
one thing I'm always fascinated by artists, I'm gonna ask you this to you after Motown Princess, but for you, No Smith, how did you kind of figure out your sound? Or did you even realize that you had to have a sound that's unique to you? Because, you know, when you come to the game, you know, you're pulling from different artists that are influences to you. But at some point, you wanted to create your own sound. How did you kind of come to that? Because when I hear you, you're you. I can't compare you to nobody else. But how did you get to that? Yeah, but I've been listening. So how did you get there? How do you kind of find? I'm just curious.
To be 100% honest with you, when I was about 18, 19, I started listening to like Currency real, real heavy. And this whole message around that time was just like, do you keep it G, don't worry about nothing. What's the point of lying? Like it was just, that was this whole thing. So at that point, that kind of became my mantra. You know what I mean? Just like keep it G. So even when it comes to doing music, if it's something I want to do, I'm going to do it. I don't care if it's not popular sounds or if it don't, I don't care. I'm going to do it. You feel me? I do want to do stuff I want to ride to and smoke to and chill to. So however that come out when I'm done making a song, I'll listen to it then. But that's pretty much it. I have no prerequisites of what I'll do. I don't know how it's going to sound after. I'm surprised too.
You're a real artist, Montreal, my city. We got Detroit, Michigan in the building. Two great artists from True to the Dream label. We got No Smith and we got the Motown Princess, Joyana in it. I keep messing up her name, so I'm going to call her Motown Princess. But Joyana, let me ask you this. You're an R&B singer-songwriter. When I think about R&B, I'm thinking about lovemaking. I'm thinking about baby-making music. And I always want to ask R&B artists and songwriters, what is your take on love? How do you describe love? What's love to you? How's it kind of play out for you?
I think love is like a overwhelming feeling that comes when you least expect it. Mm-hmm. It's just like one day you wake up, be like, dang, like, this is love. Yeah. It don't hurt you, you know, like they always say, love is patient, love is kind. That is very true. Mm. If you hurting, that's not love. Or unless you're hurting too much because you love so much, then that's a different story. But I just feel like love is pure.
See, she's a songwriter. Unless you're hurting too much. I feel that's in the next EP. I feel that's in the next joint. You just dropped your first single, Unavailable. Speak to me about the emotions, you know, because you've always wanted to do this thing and you actually did it. And, you know, I can tell from talking to you that you have this true love for the craft of making music. So you finally put out this music for the world. Your first single, Unavailable. How did you take in people's reactions on it the first time?
I was nervous. I didn't know how anybody was going to respond. I didn't know. I don't like hearing myself sing, which is crazy, but I don't. So I'm like, y'all tell me how it is. I'll take your word for it. But it was, I got a lot of positive feedback, a lot of things I could do better and stuff like that. So I just took it all in.
Broken but Healing. First EP. I love, listen, I might name the whole show that, Broken but Healing. How much, you know, even though I know you're a youngster, but you guys are American, so we start everything early over there. How much of your own past relationships plays out into your music that, you know, do you write out some of that? Is it a mirror effect going on?
Yes, like everything that I wrote in that, I went through it. If I didn't go through it, I know somebody that did, and we kind of had a similar situation. I just mixed both of our situations together, but most of it came from my own personal experiences.
Do you find it kind of therapeutic when you kind of get that energy back out and you put it into your music?
Yes.
I guess that's the healing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love it. No Smith, you have one of the greatest EP titles I've ever seen in my life. How He Became Him. I feel like you should have gave me the documentary and the book with this, you know what I mean, to accompany this. Because when I read that, I'm like, How He Became Him, it made me think. And that's the same way I feel about when I listen to your music. You make people think. And I'm like, you know, I get it. You know, everybody wants commercial success. You want to make something that goes viral or something that's radio play. But I think what stands as the lasting test of time is good music. Things that have a message, things that mean something. And I feel like everything you touch means something. Damn. Talk to me about your 2020 EP, How He Became Him. What was your vision when you first crafted it? Where were you trying to go with it?
So when I initially thought of the title, I just thought it'd be dope that, like, if I got, like, super, super famous, like, 20 years down the line, and people start doing their homework, like, who's Noah Smith? You know, like, doing their homework, and the very first one is How He Became Him. And everything went in, like, chronological order up to my last EP. Like, I just thought that'd be dope. And then, after the fact, it had a different meaning of, like, everything that you're doing right now, you kind of, like, I guess you say I was kind of crafting my own sound, but everything that I was kind of doing musically was, like, significant to me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So, like, again, like what Gianna said, like, if it didn't happen, I'm not about to write it. You feel me? So, like, if it's, I'm not about to falsify or anything just to fit in. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the embodiment of how he became him. So how I stand alone in the test of time, or how I continue to do whatever I'm doing, or how I'm moving, or how I'm whatever. Mm-hmm. This is the blueprint. You feel me?
Let me ask you this. When people listen to your music, Noah Smith, what do you want people to take away from it? Because I'm always curious, like, okay, I know you're making it, and you guys are making music, and you guys don't have any reservation. You're not expecting nothing from the public. But I know when you guys made something, like, you know, I wish they got this from it. Especially you, Jayana, when you're making those love songs, did you get the hurt in the hand? You saw I came off the bridge. Did you catch that? So this question is for both of you guys, whichever one could start. Is there a message or a fear that you hope people listening to your music take away from it?
You want to answer that first, Jan?
Sure. Basically, for me, I just want people to take away from it, like, just because you're starting somewhere doesn't mean you can't go somewhere else in that moment. Like, yeah, I was broken, but I'm working through it. I'm still broken, but I'm still working through it. Just getting to that next step. And I just hope people understand that, you know, you can start somewhere and get somewhere else. And then you can look back and be like, you know, I was at that place, but I'm good now. So
Hold on, though, Smith, before you go, I have a follow-up for you, Jayana. Do you think R&B is dead? Because, you know, that was a narrative for the last couple of years. And then Summer Walker came out with those two back-to-backs. Now everybody's alive now. Now we have Vivian and everybody's going on. Do you feel a resurgence of R&B right now? You think it's coming back differently?
I think it's coming back. There's so many new artists out there, and everybody's got their own craft and their own way of doing things that I think is coming back.
Beautiful. No Smith, where you at with it? What's the feeling you want to get?
I mean, well, I just kind of want to R&B. I'm an R&B dude, low-key. I listen to R&B, man. Like, Always Never. I think they from Canada. Always Never, I believe the band is. Like, man, they slept. R&B ain't been dead. Who been saying that, man? That's crazy. But as far as, like, what people take away from my music, man, I just want people to just, like, honestly just listen, bro. Like, yeah, it might sound melodic. Yeah, the bars might be something. Like, words mean stuff to me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's intention behind what I'm saying.
Right.
So it's not just here just to sound fly, sound cool. Like, yeah, it might sound good with the beat, but actually listen to what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to work 9 to 5 the rest of my life. Like, I'm doing this for a reason. Like, the same town that I'm tapping into, it might not be rap for you. Somebody else might be a chef. Somebody else might be a librarian. Somebody else might be the best whatever, and they're wasting their time at a job. Like, bro, go do what you got to do. Use the job to do what you got to do. And that's kind of where I'm at right now with my music, right now at this moment. So that's what I want people to take away from. Go do what you got to do.
Listen, I'm catching you in the right moment, man. I tell stories. I'm like the Black Disney. I just collect stories. So a question for both you guys. Features. Who would you guys know? We're going to open this up. Anybody. Who would you guys love to feature with and why?
Off Bill, can I go first?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, for sure. Off Bill, Currency, because that's Currency for sure. Yeah. Rick Ross. Rick Ross does not get the credit he deserves. He's a rap chameleon. You can put Rick Ross on a beat with Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, anybody, Foo Fighters, he gonna drop bars. If you feel so, Ross. Probably Kid Cudi.
Yeah. You and Cudi. I definitely see you and Cudi, but you and Ross, can you walk me through that video? Because I really know how to do the video with you and Ross. Yo, I've never seen them, you know, besides Eminem when he does the 8 Mile stuff. I need to see a resurgence of a Detroit video. I need to see that Detroit video. No Smith, Rosé on the interstate overlooking the city. Like, hey, that's what I'm seeing with the wings. You know what I mean?
Me and Ross in the video, it got to be opulence at the highest degree. You feel me? It got to be luxury. The height. You know what I mean? Can't do nothing crazy. Just pointing guns and stuff at the camera and smoking blunts. That's sick.
This is 2021. We ain't doing that no more. Let's go back to the videos like Busta and Missy. Like when the videos were interesting and creative, when they rivaled movies.
That's true, but that's also a $1 million budget. Like, I got a 9 to 5 still, brother. Calm down.
We don't do the shit on the iPhone. We don't do the show on the iPhone. Motown Princess, who do you want to feature? I have somebody in mind for you, but I'm going to let you go.
The number one would be J. Cole. He is my favorite artist. I love him. So if I could get a feature with him, for sure. Ariana Grande, her... Jasmine Sullivan, I think that would be top tier.
I interviewed Mahalia last year for Warner Music. I told Mahalia, you have to go on tour. You, Summer Walker, and I think I said her. But I could see you, Motown Princess, her, and Jasmine Sullivan. Whole Tales 2. Just R&B, yo, R&B Delight live. And that's what I feel about you guys in Detroit. Like, I feel like everything should be like Roots Unplugged. It should all be like live. Like, I love to go to a concert for True to the Dream label. Like, you guys do a live concert, all live instrumentation. Because No Smith, your bars live with a band behind you? Crazy. They can't see you. Okay, well, before we back out of here, Montreal, my Sam, sitting down with two amazing artists from True to the Dream label out of Detroit. We have the Motown Princess, Jayana, and we have No Smith, the Boss King. What could we expect from you guys moving forward? Because I know you guys dropped an EP, the Motown Princess. You got Broken But Healing. I love it. It's rainy right now in Montreal, so we're going to play it all Sunday over here. Don't worry, Montreal. We're going to feature some of their music after. You know how I do. And No Smith, last year you dropped How He Became Him. You forward thinking. You the George Lucas of rapping. You already you building the trilogies already. But moving forward, True to the Dream is the label. You guys will have EPs out right now. What can we expect from you guys moving forward?
I know for me, just more of the same. Definitely more videos. This winter, I plan on going a little bit more harder with visuals because I've been under a rock, you know what I mean? Just trying to build up a social presence and stuff.
Show your face, No Smith. Why are you hiding?
That's a fact, man. I had to post a picture this weekend. Like, I ain't posted something in like 6 months, man. But I'm going to do a little bit better with that. And just more music, man. Just try to drop more music and just stay working, bro. Just, you know, like we was talking about earlier off the camera, man, like hard work, beat talent, and talent don't work hard. You know what I'm saying? So
you got to tell them.
That's pretty much it.
I bet. Well, listen, we're going to have you guys back on because I was telling Gianna, I was telling No Smith off air. I want to bring you guys back. And let my DJs play some instrumentals, man. Let's just sound it out. I'm going to put you guys on the big screen. We'll be live. It's early in the morning, though, so I'm going to try to get you guys on around 8:30 on a Friday morning. And let's play some beats, man. And let's just vibe out, man. You know, let's show the world, like, yo, this is real right now. You guys are really popping. What can we expect from you, Motown Princess? Heavy title. The EP's out. It's called Broken But Healing. The single, Unavailable. Yo, your single got me feeling kind of away. Unavailable. So you're not good to go. You're good to go. What are you doing? You're unavailable.
That means, you know, reserved. I'm on, like he said, I'm under a rock right now. I'm under But for most of my stuff right now, I got a music video that should be dropping real soon for a song called Gotta Have You. It's on my EP. So make sure everybody look out for that. And just making more music. Hopefully have another project out. Hopefully early next year. Something like that. Give people more music because they've been on me.
Send me all the music. I'm trying to close the whole world down. Send me all the music. I'm on an island over here. I'm the only Black morning show. Send me all the music. Give out the socials. Let the people know where they can connect with you guys. Hear the music. Message you guys. Get down with it.
Just No Smith on
No, I say, yeah, we good, man. Send them over. Jayana, it was a pleasure meeting you. I love your music. Keep doing it. Please send me some more stuff. I'm a dude on the island here in Montreal, man. Keep sending me some stuff. Montreal, my city, this is True to the Dream. Let's feature some music.
Appreciate y'all. For sure.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Matty Phillip, bring that track back.
Yes, Montreal, my city. We're gonna feature some of this True to the Dream, Jayona, No Smith. This is Detroit, Michigan, the best of the best, baby. Morning Detour, you know we only break out new artists. Hey, Motown, that Motown princess Lolo. Hey.
Rocking with Matty Phillip on the Morning Detour, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, this the best of Detroit. The EP's called Broken But Healing. Jayona, follow her on IG.
Used to cry myself to sleep at night.
Hey.
Nothing that I did feel right. Something in my mind is screwed tight. Had to tell myself I'd be alright. Even had thoughts about suicide. Yeah, I'm broken, but I'm healing. But I'm healing, but yeah, I'm broken. But I'm healing, but I'm healing. Fix this hole in my heart. Don't even know where to start. To have your whole world torn apart. Walk around lonely in the dark. I'm just trying to find my way. Love would do me this way. I need to escape.
This sounds so right this morning. This sounded so right this morning.
It's hard cause I'm broken.
Montreal, my city. This is the best of Detroit. Broken But Healing's the EP. Hey, we call her the Motown Princess Jayona. We in the building.
When the lights turn on and you lost in the crowd, tell me everything.
Hold on, Maddie. You gotta pull me out.
Philip on the Morning Detour.
You're one of the best lyricists out of Detroit. No Smith. I'm telling you guys, the EP's called How He Became Him. It's so biblical. I tell stories. Much y'all might see the best morning show in the country. We feature everybody from around the world. Bring me in, Maddie.
When the lights turn on and you lost in the crowd, tell
this
me
is hip-hop, baby.
And when
get sly and your thoughts run wild. Tell me, do you think about me? I just wanna know. I just wanted you to know. You ain't in this on your own. Ain't gotta go through this alone.
Riding round with my kinfo, 5% tint like limo. Listen to instrumental, just trying to catch me a tempo. This the life I was meant for, the show and pop up like Pimpo. Life used to be so simple, staring out that back window. She smoking on that crescendo, and I can't even blame her. Look at the stranger trying to tame her, fame to change you. What's your angle? Father God, send the angel like you did before. Oh Lord, we in war, met this enemy before. I can feel it in my core, we gon' make it through the storm. Life ain't always sunshine, bet you heard it all before. This life that I've been blessed with, it's alright, but I need more. Ain't trying to push no clock ahead, no bosses anymore. If you here with me, you're hearing me. You see it, ain't no fearing me. Sincerity been steering me through my insecurity. Complex, accomplished, the conquest can convince the convent that I'm blessed, say y'all been.
When the lights turn on and you lost in the crowd, tell me everything that you see. And when the world gets loud and your thoughts run wild, tell me, do you think about me? I just wanna know. I just wanted you to know. You ain't in this on your own. Ain't gotta go through
the label is true to the game.
Hey, her nappy butt.
Trying to open my finder,
yeah.
I just can't find a way.
The artist is called No Smith. He's in the building. Oh boy, Detroit, Michigan. DP's called How He Became Him. Y'all can find that on all streaming platforms. Montreal, my city, it's the Morning Detour, featuring some artists out of Detroit, Michigan. No Smith, Jayana, Motown Princess, you know how we do things. Shout out to the label, true to the game, it's the Detour, let's go.
Thirst trapping in high fashion with Dre captions. You caught lacking, double tapping, trying to see what's happening. We all been the victim, caught up in the system. Instagram knew we liked the pictures, just that's why they picked them. Damn, I might be tripping, too descriptive. I be lifting, nigga, listen. If these niggas hating, may the Lord forgive them. I'm on my mind right, I don't need the limelight. Need a couple ends, just some space to get my mind right. The flow cold like 2-4 below, yo. Need new gold and key codes to new doughs. We plotting on the mansion in the Hamptons. Just imagine if it happened, bring the whole team up a tax bracket. See, y'all be talking slick, why would I pay you 1%? Attention is the new drug, and this chicken's looking sick. It's looking sad for dog. I'm feeling bad for y'all. Same plot and call you bro. Shit, I'm bad for dog. An A for effort, these niggas test you when we impress them. They get defensive, all in their feelings, passive aggressive. I'm just trying to be the master of my own. Picking cotton for my 9-to-5 for far too long.
Early in the morning, waking up still trying to find my way. I've been out here roaming, searching for a reason to get out my own way.
Why you play me like a fool? What's the best you ever had? Got this girl texting my phone.
You know the drama.
Telling me to
Motel Princess.
Little does she know.
Pull me back, Maddie. Pull me back, Maddie. Let them hear the vibe. The EP is called Broken But Healing.
Why you playing?
This young girl, oh man, she could sing. Oh,
what's
she could sing.
What's the best you ever had? Got this girl texting my phone, telling me to leave you alone. Little does she know that your ass is at my door. But trust me, baby girl, after this, don't want him no more. 'Cause he a liar. 'Cause he a cheat. Gave you all the love I had, took advantage of me, and you took me for granted. Now it's clear to see there is no more you and me. I'm through with ya, I'm through with ya. Said I never stoop so low. Keep going back and forth, arguing over a man. What about all our plans? Think it's best you go. I don't wanna hear it, no. Doesn't matter what you say, cause love don't live here no more. Honestly, as you can see, there is no replacing me. Cause he a liar, cause he a cheat. Gave you all the love I had, took advantage of me. Different tonight. Got dinner on by candlelight. I'm gonna do whatever you like. So sit back and enjoy the ride. I've been trying to do this for a change now. Driving fast, you got me switching lanes now. Baby, I'ma take you on a date now. Cause you know I know what you like, so lay it down. What you like, doing what you like, it's date night. Sit back and unwind, let me ease your mind, it's date night. Show you how I feel, let you know it's real, it's date night.
Everything ain't what it seem, I mean. Everything don't shine and gleam. I made peace with the piece of me that I hate and the peace with the enemy. Get my face in the face of the beat. Would you win a retreat? I mean, shit ain't sweet. Niggas love popping that beef talk till they pull up and they ready to eat. All I need is a check, crumb coming for your neck. Niggas get this too, they all get confused. Shall I sacrifice a whack rapper like a ritual? Boss coming back to back, looking like residuals. No Smith, you a trip, dog. No shit, boss hotter than the center standing in the pulpit. New phone, who this? Who this? Too thick. DDP with the flow, baby girl, ludicrous. Back at the back of the back, hanging with a bad bitch. Body just like Anthrax. Take an outdo, like an outro. An outdo, take a different route, bro. Because I outflow, and you're standing next to me, the best of seen, like yes indeed, the rest compete, the rest in peace, I said my piece, now take a seat, baby girl, can we please proceed?
I know this ain't the life you would've chose, but I've been through so much, feel like I've lived this life before, I know this ain't the life you would've chose, but I've been through so much, feel like I've had this life before.
Everything ain't what it seem, I mean. Everything don't shine and gleam. I made peace with the piece of me that I love, and the peace from the angels looking from above. We might kill the pain. She don't feel the same. Since they killed the big homie dog, it always seen the rain. I ain't seen the sun about 2 or 3 days. Watch the niggas you be with, cause they all two-faced. I know this ain't the life you would've chose, but I've been through so much, feel like I lived this life before. Maybe that's just how it's meant to be. Repent for me, yeah, feel the blessings meant for me. Getting blocked by the boy with me. Now when zone die to the music, cruising in the summer, we in traffic, fooling. See these silly babies choosing, losers. Should think they all clueless. Truly, it's trying to get unruly. Moody, who he, who me, don't matter though. That's the bullshit, like a matter though. Flow too sick, no antidote. Trying to be around the paper like an envelope.
We're back on the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM, and we're about to get into some cultural and entertainment news. So this weekend, there is the Vegan Festival that is happening on Saturday. So the Montreal Vegan Festival will be free online. The event will take place on Facebook, and their website is festivalvegandemontreal.com. And they will showcase conferences, panels. They'll have culinary demonstrations. The goal is to highlight the benefits of the vegan lifestyle for animals, health, and the environment.
How about they highlight how expensive vegan products are? Can we get affordable vegan products or not?
But it depends what you're getting, because a lot of the stuff that you buy in the store, that's kind of like cheating the vegan life. you're supposed to be eating like more so like vegetables and fruit and stuff like that.
Okay, the vegan community needs to have a summit. They need to walk me through this. Where am I getting the products? Because when I go to like the vegan only stores, mm-hmm. boy, pricey, boy.
No, it is expensive, those ones too. And I feel like we don't have a huge selection. Like when I see people in the States and the things that they have, I'm like, why don't we have this?
Is Lolo talking about the farmer's market?
Yes. I want to try Misha's cheese.
Misha's cheese. You know who's stopping the farmer's market is your language police. Your language police. Because the farmer's market, if they come to Quebec, they have to change their name into French. And what are they going to change them? You didn't see the CEO?
Air Canada?
Air Canada said he don't use French, which is crazy, but you don't have to use French in Montreal to move around. And you know the Ministry Board for Language? Mm-hmm. They got like 80 complaints. Like people really have time. That made people angry. This is a weird city, but sorry.
Well, yeah, that's why they're pushing the French language and all these different things, but that's a whole other story. Also on Saturday is the Christmas... No, not Saturday. Is it Sunday? Christmas pop-up shop. So Honey Sparkle is having their first annual holiday pop-up shop at Caribbean Food Factory, which is 5311 Bois de Maisonneuve. They will have brands like Bairdaholic, Othello Naturals, Royalty Rank, Merch by Carly Rock, and a lot more. So I'm definitely going to be checking that out. So I hope to see you all there. Another thing that's happening soon is Soca Strike. This is their 3-year anniversary celebration on November 20th. This is happening between 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Laurentian Lanes. So $240 per lane, max 6 people. There's no tickets for linemen. Just bowling.
Say it again. No ticket for linemen. We can't lime.
Nope.
Boy, Soca Strike, man. One of the craziest events in the city. Like, you know, you had Soca Strike and previous before that, you had the Cool Effects, where a large amount of black people that like dance or like Soca come out and we have a great time. It's a fete. It's really a good vibe. If you've never been to a Soca Strike, you ain't living in Montreal.
Another party that's happening. Canada Lockdown.
The Lockdown. DJ Maddie and friends from the States.
So that's happening on November 27th, again from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. at the M Gallery. We have music by DJ Maddie, DJ Exclusive, Royalty Sound Boss, DJ Smiles, brought to you by the Mad Team. A lot more, too, is happening there. So definitely contact DJ Maddie and get your tickets ASAP.
You can contact the Morning Detour, too. It's a bring your own bottle event. It's going to be sexy. It's going to be classy. We can get some American DJs. Lorena might showcase some of her DJ skills. And also, it's a double affair that weekend for DJ Maddie and I. It's a two-for-oner. We have the Canada Lockdown Saturday night. And then on Sunday, you could join us for a brunch. Welcome to R&B. We'll be doing a 4-hour set, hosting and DJ. So come have a nice little brunch with us. And let me walk you through some R&B vibes and some compa guyad.
There you go. So you can spend the whole weekend with Weezy and DJ Maddie.
For a price.
Of course. Of course. It's not free.
We don't know about the crypto thing there, so us.
So there's another Sip of Paint that's happening on November 20th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. It is at 2328 Lucerne Road in Mount Royal. Tickets are $65 or $35 to just sip. And drinks are unlimited. And the event is hosted by our friend Charmaine. So if you do want to go out and enjoy the Sip and Paint or just sip.
Our friend Charmaine?
Yeah.
She's coming to Montreal?
She's here in Montreal.
Oh, I didn't even get the memo. Boy, I'm a mess right now. How dare you come to the city? You don't come sit down with the boy. Did you tell her to come to the show?
She's been here for a while.
Oh, our friend Charmaine?
Yeah.
From Burgundy, Charmaine?
That's my friend. My birthday, that's she crazy. Was there.
That's crazy. We don't have beef then.
Anywho, ticketgateway.com/sippaint, all one word, all together. If you like to get tickets, definitely support my girl Charmaine. She'll be there giving, a bunch of laughs, a bunch of jokes. Eagle Fest is happening this year. They just announced on Thursday their lineup for the 2022 festival that will take place every weekend between January 13th and February 5th. Some of the acts that they announced is Diplo, Gunna, High Classified, and Zach Zoya. So you could go to igloofest.ca to check out the full lineup and purchase your tickets. And don't forget, Thundercat will be here November 10th at MTELUS, and Pink Sweats will be here November 23rd at the Corona Theater. So you could go to evenco.com for tickets.
Yo, listen, we got to talk to CKAT because we got to go to that Pink Sweats. I need some joints for that pink sweats. We got hit up. Who's doing that event? Ivanko?
Yeah, that's Ivanko.
Yeah, yeah. I'm calling. I know Louise is listening. She already know. Expect my call this afternoon, Louise.
So that's what's happening here in Montreal, in the city. For entertainment news, The Baby announced a tour that will be presented by Rolling Loud. So this was kind of amazing because if you guys all remember, he made some controversial statements at Rolling Loud Miami about HIV. So people tried to cancel him. He lost endorsements. He lost his other festival bookings. But now he is having a whole tour.
He's back again?
Presented by Rolling Loud. So it's a tour that's going to be through the U.S.
So how does that work? See how everything comes full circle? So Rolling Loud is no longer mad with him? Like his comments are...
Because I guess now everybody's mad at Dave Chappelle, right? So
okay, the baby, it's cyclical. It's cyclical.
So I think that's what's happening. So,
but they still haven't told me what Dave Chappelle said wrong.
We got to wait and see. Cause maybe, I don't know.
Maybe there's... I didn't even watch the special yet. Maybe there's a
it's
part...
It's really good.
Maybe... Well, you know, I got to watch it with somebody. I can't be alone for everything.
Oh, my.
I didn't even jump back on Insecure, but we'll talk about TV shows in a bit. But the Chappelle thing, like, I don't see... Like, from the clips I saw, I don't see where the lie is. And what, we can't tell jokes?
Well, that's the problem. It's cancel culture.
Yeah.
So... That's what the problem is. Hopefully it does change. But right now, the baby is good. Dave Chappelle isn't. We'll see what happens with him in the future. Another person that made headlines quite a bit is Will Smith. So Will is getting ready. But it's not for what you think.
Okay.
Will is getting ready to release his YouTube series, The Best Shape of My Life, on November 8th. Mm-hmm. And his memoir on November 9th. So you get a two-day special with Will. But it's the topics being covered that has been shocking. So in The Best Shape of My Life, Will reveals that there was a point in time when he considered committing suicide. Mm. Now, they just put that like small little clip of him saying that. They don't put any context, so we don't know like why or where did this stem from. So we have to tune in to his series to figure that out. And then in his memoir, he revealed a time when he wanted to kill his father to avenge his mother. So
damn.
Right, like it's heavy stuff.
We got switch segments sometimes. Let me get some of the intense. I mean, I always got the serious stuff. You got the good pop culture stuff.
But I'm gonna say the quote.
Yeah.
Of what he said, just to give some context here, because it sounds wild. But so when I was big enough, when I was strong enough, when I was no longer a coward, I would slay him. Mm. I paused at the top of the stairs. I could shove him down and easily get away with it. Then he later said, I'm Will Smith. No one would ever believe I killed my father on purpose. I'm one of the best actors in the world. My 911 call would be Academy Award level.
Yeah.
As the decades of pain, anger, and resentment course then receded, I shook my head and proceeded to wheel Daddy-O to the bathroom.
Damn. Now the robots say what they say. This guy, the robots. You good?
Yeah, so that's the end of the quote that they had.
I want to say this, man. Will Smith is in my top five list of like people like, you know, if I'm going to do this fully and we're doing this fully, mm-hmm. I have to interview Will Smith. What Will Smith has meant to black culture, to black men that were kids in the 90s or teenagers in their 90s, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air changed my life. From the gear to how he approached women to his jovial attitude.
Yeah.
Will Smith's a fascinating guy to the fact that for a long time, before we had Jay-Z and Beyonce, Jada and Will was the epitome of black love.
That is true.
You know what I mean? For a long time. And now, you know, we'll talk about that under the show. But Jada's getting a little, you know, loose with the lips at the red table. But I guess that's what the red table does to some folks.
But I think they're both really open. Exposing themselves and growing. Because I feel like a lot of times, unfortunately, in Hollywood, especially for younger people, mm-hmm. like you put up this whole facade. It's not really you. It's a character you built, right? You can't really be your true self. So I think that kind of broke them down, and they're at a place where they have to get to know who they are in this moment. And so a lot of things are being revealed, and we looked at them as the perfect couple, but they're human. So
But I like the imperfection in people's relationships, because that shows that you guys are having a real interaction.
Yeah.
When everything's too glossy and too shiny, my mom always told me that everything that glitters is gold.
Exactly. Wise words always from Brenda. Wise words. But it's going to be interesting to see because they had that no divorce thing that they were like yelling. But as they're growing, I wonder if that's going to be something that they bring to the table, if they've outgrown each other.
See, we've said all this and then my mind just went back to entanglement. I talked about something about August Alsina and just like, oh, I just went back to this doubt.
Yeah, but Will's been with people too. It's just that his stuff hasn't gone out there. But see, it's there.
You see that? See the battle of the sexes on the show? For sure, Will has been with people. Now,
when the names start coming out, I'm going to be looking at you like I told you.
But he's big. It's Will Smith.
And Jada's Jada.
It's Big Willie style, man. You remember when you remember he's Big Willie style? Nah, 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 nah. Yo, that was a good vibe.
Anywho, rapper and media personality Joe Budden announced on his podcast that he's bisexual. So
Hold on. What are you telling me? Yo, shut the show down, man. Shut the show down.
So this is what he said. How do I spread this news? How do I spread the word? Listen, I like guys and girls. Spread the word, I'm down. So, of course, the clip went viral.
No, he's lying.
But people are questioning if Joe was being serious or sarcastic. So, because I'm assuming you guys didn't see it, like, what do you guys think?
Yo, I'm in shock right now. I'm in total... DJ Matt's going off with the sound effects. Let me turn you up a little bit here so people can hear you. Yo, I'm totally shocked. And not to say there's anything wrong being bisexual or being gay, anything like that. But just for me, man, Joe Budden, is just he's exuded such a level of machismo over the years that it's a little bit shocking. I think he's just doing it for clout. I don't think he's serious.
Well, he is doing it for clout. I think he just wanted to see how the media can take something and blow it out of proportion.
Do you have it for a fact that he's doing it for clout?
Yeah, because he was relating it to the baby with the statements that he made at Rolling Loud Miami.
Yeah.
So, you know, Joe, he makes crazy statements all the time. And the media always takes that one clip, doesn't really give the context.
Exactly.
And then people make their opinions and either show love or hate or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I knew that was crazy. And Joe loved them. Joe like me, man. I like them Dominican chicks too much, man.
Well, also, Drake wrote in his Instagram story, the WNBA, I need a Toronto team. So, according to reports, the WNBA is looking to expand to other cities, which includes Houston, Charlotte, and Toronto. So currently the league is made up of 12 teams, all based in the United States. So do you think Drake can convince the WNBA to bring a team to Toronto, or do you feel it's already in the works?
The issue, like, we're not even there yet when it comes to WNBA. Let's get that league going. Let's get that league going. Let's get more fan participation. Let's get more people in it. Maybe this might be a way to connect it, but going across the border, I think there's still some work that they could do in the States with the 12 teams that they have and expansion within there to grow the brand as the WNBA, because the gap between what the NBA players are getting paid and what the women are getting paid is insane. It's insane, but it's not a sexist thing. It's advertisement. More people watch the NBA than the WNBA. They need to get more people to get engaged into WNBA. And if you guys are suffering in the States where it's more popular, how are you guys going to prosper in Toronto? Toronto wins one championship, not once in all the business Toronto. But we have Montreal Alliance. Listen. Yeah, they're going to kill me. They're going to ban me from the gym. They'll be like, no, we heard your comments on the Detour. You know what I mean? Somebody's got to play devil's advocate. Stop it.
Well, I have one last story.
Right.
I'm so sorry, Brenda. But Kanye West made headlines, of course. So he is the latest celebrity on Nori's Drink Champs podcast. It was released yesterday. So one of the highlights was when Kanye was asked to pick between Pusha T and Big Sean. So Kanye went and said how this was an easy answer. He said, signing Big Sean was the worst thing I've ever done. So this comes a little after Sean announced that he is an independent artist. He's no longer with Good Music. Big Sean did respond because a lot of people were hitting him up. So he did tweet. First, he tweeted laughing emojis. Then he tweeted he was just with Ye and he never mentioned anything about this. And this was after he did his Drink Champs interview. So he thinks it's like super weird how Kanye's acting. And then he also said he can't wait to go on Drink Champs. So I'm hoping that Nori and DJ EFN get Big Sean on Drink Champs to respond to this craziness.
Okay, I missed all of that, but I know Kanye was on Drink Champs. I know it's going to be crazy. I can't wait to watch it later on today.
He said signing Big Sean was the worst thing he's ever done.
What?
Like he would put it on his tombstone.
By the way, Big Sean has a new EP out with,
Hit-Boy.
Hit-Boy, yeah. I got to bump that later on today. I can't wait to watch the Kanye thing.
It was really
you
good.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
What did he say about Drake? Let's just skip to the highlight.
He said good things about Drake, but he just said, like, he was just tired of him kind of insinuating that he slept with Kim, which it wasn't true because Kim kept saying, like, I've never slept with him. But then he's like, how, like, we need to have that conversation. Like, were you in her DMs? Like, what was it? But he had nothing but good things to say about Drake and everybody else. Well, he did say some things about Talib Kweli and his rapping, but you.
What, he doesn't like Talib? Like,
well, he says, like, one of his albums was really good, but the rapping, But I like his honesty. He was being honest. So that was good. But there's a lot of new music that came out. Travis Scott, he released Escape Plan and Mafia. Silk Sonic has Smoking Out the Window. Pressa has Gardner Express Deluxe, which came out on the 3rd. Summer Walker, Still Over It album is out today as well.
So those are all albums?
Yeah, these are all. Well, Travis Scott and Silk Sonic are singles. Summer Walker is an album. Pressa is an album. Key Glock, Yellow Tape 2. And another single that was released today is Mariah Carey featuring Khaled and Kirk Franklin, Fall in Love at Christmas. And then also Rick Ross, he's coming December 10th, Richer Than I've Ever Been. And I would love all of you guys to take a look at the album cover and let me know what you think. That's all I got.
Well, you gotta send me some of that, man. You gotta send me some. We are 8:50 already. Okay, let's go to a mix. DJ Maddie got some music he wanna play. I know we so far on. Let's go into Montreal My City. You've been tuning to the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Moon Chaser, Larina XO, DJ Maddie. I don't know what he has in store for us. The last 10-minute mix. Get you ready for the weekend. It should start here. We on Fridays, the best morning show in the country. You know how we do things. DJ Maddie, bring me in.
There's only one Moon Chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs. But my only drug is hip-hop. You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Big up yourself, Montreal. Big up yourself. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Oh, listen, we got the phone to work this morning.
You hear me, bro?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, no, I just wanted to hear you guys up, man. I wanted to drop a few lines for you guys and so you know that, man, I'm in a binger. Stay tuned in and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see it. So let's go, man. I appreciate you for listening. So where you calling from?
Right now, I'm calling from Laval. I finally made it to a minimum security institution, so
damn,
I'm here, you know?
Damn, and you guys...
Well, first and foremost...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I hear that reverberation in the phone, but... Anyway, I really just wanted to hail y'all up and let you know that your show is on point and hella dope. You know what I'm saying? And we need more shows like it.
I appreciate it.
That's one thing. And, I also want to let y'all know that the man I'm in the Bing, stay tuned.
Yes, I heard that. Yo, hail up the man them for me, man. Hail up the man them for me. It's a shame we can't do the show 5 days a week, but the people know. But, yo, man, I appreciate you guys for tuning in, man. Yeah.
But I just want to let you guys know this is the reason why I'm calling live from the Bing. You know what I'm saying? And When y'all spoke about mixtapes and playlists on your 3-year anniversary, I was dying over there because I literally still use CDs and mix and tapes right now.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do shows sometimes on tapes.
That's what's
real
up.
Real talk, no cap, like, you know what I'm saying? So, and anyhow, I just want to big up everybody, big up yourselves, Larina, Queen Larina, I see you.
Thank you.
Nice to hear your voice in the morning. You already know.
Yeah, you guys love that sweet voice in the morning, huh?
She's killing it on ones and twos, you already know. And Weezy, my nizzle.
Yeah.
You know, you're built for this, you know.
Yeah, listen, man, hopefully, my God willing. God willing.
Keep holding it down, man. Music is the key of my soul. And, you know, y'all can check out the Blizzard, man. Check out the blog. You know what I'm saying? My people set this up for me. Freedomsandmust.net, you already know.
Yeah.
But there's definitely something that I'd love this opportunity to take to address with y'all.
Yeah, you have like 2 minutes.
A few weeks that Larina said.
Yeah.
When she was addressing the lockdowns in Bordeaux prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ma, I love hearing from you, but the real talk, like, I notice people love to glorify our culture's music, whether it's hip-hop, R&B, reggae, dancehall, reggaeton, or hard rock, whatever people listen to. Yet some people tend to talk condescendingly about those that get caught up systemically in the so-called justice system.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to stop with all that double standard foolishness, because we all bop our heads to music that promotes actions.
Yeah.
To imprisonment. So to all those people, I say this. Remember, it's not how you treat those that society adores. It's how you treat those that society condemns.
Mm-hmm.
And that truly defines your character.
Yeah, man,
real talk.
That's deep.
You know, so,
yeah, we'll post the link of the blog on our page.
You know what I'm saying? But nothing but love for you guys.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in this morning, man. Yeah, listen, man, the streets is here. Maddie, get the man them some vibes. Get the man them some vibes. Get the man them some vibes.
Keep a girl up on my side. Hopping on the flight, see ya.
Nice to meet you too. One of them balloons, like a amazing move. Christian Dior, yeah, sie steht mir gut. Deine Bitch kann nicht gehen in den Jimmy Choo. Oh no. Ich komm rein in einem Masseskleid und du fragst, wer das Design ist. Pretty smiles, get nice, alles an mir fitted nice. Baby boy, du willst vielleicht, aber ich hab keine Zeit. Ganz egal, was du machst, ich mach mehr. Und mein neuer Wagen bricht dir dein Herz. VVS an mein Name ohne Feature. Mach mein Ding so wie immer, brauche niemand. Nice to meet you. Step in Frozen Freezer. Christian Dior. Christian Dior. Jesus. Nice to meet ya. Boss like Shum. Keeper. Call up on my side. Deeper.
To the world, yo, how you feeling, man? When the boss who wanna gun people, things win a viral. Try this, so now you are to dead and not tomorrow. Aim for them head, they caught them viral. If your mother in a pain and your daddy in a sorrow. Oh, man a sniper, bomber, while you pyro. Full them up a copper, lead, hollow. He's and squeeze, make the guns them sin knees. If your body over east and your head can't follow. For them go do, who them go do, so could no with them one bit. But so gun power rapid, them life get delayed. Quiz! I make the case them sinners. Shot in at them head, that's how we do it. Pussy, push up a look at her, connect and get chick. Gunshot sticking at your skin like ticks. We send them 6'6". I could no fall them, I them. Hey, boy, could I run where you kill him? Have them gun where you kill him? Sit down with them to ear walls and where you kill him? If him my teeth, where you kill him? Run the street, where you kill him? Pussy could have fired with every police, where you kill him? Stop talking, no more bus gun. Fuck pussy with your hood, not with your tongue. Shutting out your face. Cut out your suck pussy tongue. We send them so far. 6 feet under the ground. Tell them so we no come a war to beat up with tongue. Watch out now we murder the pussy, them think I joke this. Boy, for you late, we cut off them throat quick. How we love till we throat sick. Because we know them not bad them. Them boy, they not bad than them attack. Give them gunshot like water. And that alone we have fi offer. And if you fat bullet, we make a maga. Watch out now. Muddy Philip now go talk. Shut in at them. Bum buckler like that. That lock off. That lock
off. Montreal, my city. Shout out to all my homies locked down. If you locked down, this one's for you. We're going to mix it down. The Morning Detour. We do the show for everybody. This is for the culture. From the West Coast to the East Coast. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. This is Guardians of the Galaxy. DJ Matty Mo Tyson.
Place mama. Bin Laden. Big buckle. We not carry none chuckle. Put them up a party. Nine face. What's a buckle? They love the AK of Bin Laden. With the brown and black of the original model.
Bleach
and them kill like that. With me bleaching cream and a buckle of Moscato.
Bin
Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden.
Me love wildlife.
Bin Laden,
life.
Bin Laden,
life.
Bin Laden.
Bang dong in bar like
Bin Laden,
life.
Bin Laden,
life.
We got 2 minutes left. We gonna kick off the recap right. DJ Maddie.
Where them mother to fi be a millionaire?
Hey!
Where them mother to fi well a G?
Oh,
so
let's...
fire shot, head in the street.
Come on, Detour.
So we see them, but me a piano me.
CKUT.
Some a youth chat, funny black gold.
Hey!
Some a self, down a back road.
Wartime DJ. Like well DJ Maddie.
Someone up is you a pre, a the key. You no come, but you broke. Are yourself, you a your little punk. Leave in a grand, you give your mother for the month. And I walk in a kitchen every minute and a munch. Is a pirate's dish you get for your lunch. Full of kick, full of box, what she done with a punch. People a walk like dog, and you sit down and a beg.
No make me go off like Pam. Fidel Castro chainings to pan.
Yeah.
Can't sit and wet up on your city black van. Drive to your ski mask up, blow a beam spray tea. Make them a fibly and true black plan. Yo, full of risks like London Park.
That's how you feeling? That's how you feeling? It's the More Detour. Every Friday from 7 to 9. We live on YouTube. We live on Facebook. This is how you do a morning show. It's the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
We be inside corner rotted. Yeah, man, I inside. Be a chapstick. You wanna know about this? Top striker.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-covid-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Attention McGill undergraduate students. Referendum is upon us. Exercise your right to vote on questions that matter to you and your campus experience. Vote in the fall referendum period from Monday, November 8th to Friday, November 12th. Look for your ballot in your McGill student email between November 8th to 12th. Let's rock the vote.
Bonjour, ici Gilles Vignon. Vous écoutez la radio communautaire CQUT. Ah, c'est 90.3 FM. Oui.